Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes, is presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products on 1010XL. Now your hosts, Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, Amanda Borges, and Blythe Brumley.
So we are down Donna this week, and our normal producer Scott is on vacation, so we have Tyler Devitt.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Tyler. He's excited. He told me that the first time he ever produced this show, he forgot to turn Blythe's microphone on.
Uh-oh.
So the good news is
you are here.
You are alive tonight. But yeah, if you just heard the intro, that is a different intro than we have ever had on the show. And you know why? It's because we have a new title sponsor, Dreamfinders Homes, which is so really exciting. I'm so proud that a company wanted to step up to the plate, speaking of baseball, and become our title sponsor. That is amazing. So
Absolutely.
Thank you to Dreamfinders Homes. And something really exciting about them is if you haven't been by the stadium for any of the training camp practices, then you may not have seen this, but I'm sure everyone's going to head out on Friday to the preseason game against the Steelers, and they'll get to see there's a brand new house right outside of the stadium.
Yeah.
And I actually, when I volunteered for the Donovan Darius Life Camp, the Father's Day Life Camp back in May, the house was just starting to get created. And so walking by there recently, it's amazing how quickly they built that thing. And
I want to know
if
anyone lives there.
Right. You should probably take up residence because you're at the stadium all the time anyway.
Right. So I just wake up and walk right over there.
So in addition to being...
That's a great idea.
Yeah. In addition to being the Jaguars beat reporter, you can also be the Dreamfinders Home sales rep who lives in the home as well as security.
Yeah.
That would be a great spot, though, right?
That would be fantastic.
Although you do have to come back here after games to edit, right?
So yeah, I'm all over the place. So maybe a sleepover on a weekend.
I like the sound
that
of it. You know what? I believe Blythe and Donna will be at the Dreamfinders Homes welcome slash unveiling party next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda and I can't make it, unfortunately, but y'all will be there. And so the ribbon cutting ceremony and all that good stuff. I know the mayor will be there. So that's going to be really exciting.
It's a big deal.
So maybe at that point, you should kind of drop in the fact that you'd like Helmets and Heels to have a sleepover there.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's
but
perfect
timing. No chaperones. Maybe.
You know, this is when I realized the difference in our ages.
It was a joke, people.
Isn't chaperone is still, though, kind of in your mindset?
No, it's not.
By the way, Amanda came and hung out with some of my friends Friday. I got a text on Saturday that said, BTW, Amanda, that Amanda girl's really cool.
Who said that?
A friend of mine.
Okay.
A boy. And so then I wrote back and I said, yeah, she's great. I love her. I'm so glad she moved, here and she's on the show. And he's like, is she single? And I was like, unfortunately, no, she's not single at all. And then he went on to say, that's the vibe I got.
Oh, snap. What does that mean?
Whatever you're doing, you're doing it right.
What does that
Speaking
mean?
Of no chaperones. All right.
I've been told that before, actually. So I'm wondering if we women who are not single, do we wear it on our forehead subconsciously? What are those vibes?
Because
every friend of yours I met, I was nice. We were, I don't know. I wasn't please step back. I have a boyfriend. There's a...
Well, I think...
I never said that one time.
No, I think the point that maybe a guy would look into is, are you, getting,
closer.
Closer, and, as the night goes on, are you, touching?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Receptive to his...
Is there... Right. Is there any sort of, investigation on your part as to whether or not he's single? If you're not going anywhere near that and you're just chilling and you're just having a good time, then I think that's when they're like, all right, well, either she's not single or she just doesn't like me.
Or she just hates me.
And so, yeah, that's why he was leaning towards the first.
All right, I get it.
Obviously, it's not me.
All right.
But so, all right, this topic that I brought up, we're just going to do it quickly so that we don't gross everyone out for a long time.
Oh, my God.
But so the Bucks have the red movement, which the first time I heard about it, I was like, oh, why on earth did you pick that name? But so then
it's the women's club.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Then we looked into a topic, Blythe, that you found that then literally made Amanda gag.
Oh, my God.
I just started laughing when I saw it, but... Please tell everyone exactly what happened.
Which one?
The one with the marathon runner.
Okay, so this marathon runner, I don't even know where the race was because I was so distracted by the actual article.
It doesn't even matter, to be honest.
No, it doesn't.
But I think she ran here in the States, ran 3.5 miles and it was her time of the month, mm-hmm. and instead of wearing an uncomfortable tampon, she decided to just let nature take its course.
That's not okay.
Literally, she did the run.
Not okay.
So by the time she finished the run, like, obviously there were stains, it was visibly noticeable to everyone, and I'm sorry to everyone that's currently gagging right now, but she did it apparently to raise awareness for those women in other countries that don't have access to feminine hygiene products. But I just think there's gotta be another way.
There has to be another way, number one. And I get her wanting to kind of let light into a subject that we might not really know about, okay? However, she also brought up period shaming, and that is not a thing, okay?
I didn't know it was a thing until I read the article.
No, that's not a thing, okay? Hiding that is not because we're ashamed of being a woman. It's because it's disgusting.
It's like next there, somebody is going to poop themselves in a race against pooping shaming.
That's the same thing. Honestly, that's the same thing. It's like peeing yourself. And I'm sure that happens, and that's embarrassing.
There are actually tons of people who run marathons that refuse to stop to use the restroom.
I know a lot of surfers that do it as well.
Well, being in the ocean is quite all right.
In a wetsuit, not in just the ocean.
Okay.
No, they pee in a wetsuit, heats them up, I guess, apparently.
No. Well, learned diving, like when I was certified for diving, they always tell you that. Like, go for it. Absolutely. You're in the water.
A light bulb come off on both of you guys.
Yeah, I was like, oh, warmth. Yeah, I get it.
My last thing on the red topic is I think that they could have done a better marketing job and come up with a different name. Like, how about Buccaneers Women's Club? I mean,
we're back to
okay. There's a
yeah,
thought.
We're back to there. I'm skipping over the rest of it.
Just so everyone knows, random. This period shaming thing has nothing to do with the red Bucks movement. We have clumped it together because it just makes sense.
Right, because that's what kind of led into our other topic.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, bled into it. Right. I was going to save everyone from that a second time around. But anyway, speaking of women, not just we are women.
Listeners right now.
I know.
No, they're coming back after the commercials. But speaking of women, we are going to talk about a term that I'm sure a lot of people know, but maybe some of you don't. It's called WAGS, and we are going to tell you all about it next on Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. You,
look at you. All right, so this is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah,
Eric Church's Wrecking Ball. And so I decided we should do a music theme because we always forget to send songs to our wonderful producers. But so I decided to go with songs. I don't know why how I came up with this, but like quote unquote sexy songs, like songs that, you know, that's what the first thing you think of.
Like romantic songs?
Either romantic or like this song, like he's like, I literally want to like put you up against a wall, you know, like that's just what the song is about.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But that's different than a romantic song.
Right, which is why, I mean, you can take it anyway. That's just this song specifically. So I emailed Tyler. And tell her it's back. That song is slow and depressing.
Well, it's so slow. It's hard to get into.
I get it, but I'm like, clearly you're not listening to.
You have not listened to the words.
Right. So, anyway, that was my choice for sexy song, and then Vlad's choice will be coming up next.
Sexy song.
Our next topic is about some sexy ladies.
Ooh.
So maybe that's where I came up with it. The WAGS. Oh, by the way, real quick before I forget, Stan has once again outdone himself.
Yep.
And I swear he must have been on our email chain about our topic because he brought all this red velvet dessert in. So we have red velvet cake, red velvet cheesecake, then there's cupcakes, and then for me, there's a Weight Watchers red velvet cream bar.
Perfect.
So it's delicious.
But seriously, how did he know about our red theme?
Can we stop talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But,
really. But it is really funny.
So WAGS, wives and girlfriends of sports, I guess, whatever word you want to use. Professional athletes, which would really
be WAGS.
Yeah, exactly. But that's almost like WASP, and then that's not going to work. So
if it could, I mean, why not?
There's a... Yeah, because that's a whole other thing.
Oh.
That's a whole other acronym. So the wives and girlfriends, there's a show about them, mm-hmm. and they look, let's just say, completely made, you know, like completely made up. I mean, way too much makeup. Obviously, like, they spend a lot of time caring about the way they look. They act almost as ridiculous as the Real Housewives shows.
Just as.
Yeah, just as ridiculous. Does the term, do you ladies find that term offensive?
Because it's an acronym, no. But when I first heard the term WAGS, it wasn't, I didn't get like a positive, like, oh, I wonder what that's about. I was like, oh, what is that?
How do I become one of those?
I just didn't really know what it was, but for some reason, WAGS isn't positive. I don't know why.
It should be like a dog, an acronym for dog park or something.
Yeah.
For me, I've heard the term years ago just because so many different sports sites, they rely on it heavily to get traffic to their website. So the term isn't necessarily positive, but I think the connotation with it that's constantly seen is like the top 10 WAGs of the NHL or NFL. And that to me is like, ugh, give me a freaking break. But at the same time, I know that sites almost have to rely on articles like that in order to get a heavy amount of traffic to their site because, I mean, it does produce numbers. So that's why I think why you see it so frequently. But this new show on E!, like, that's not going to be – obviously, I think everybody knows that reality TV shows are not real. And I don't watch any of those shows, The Bachelorette or WAGS or anything else like that. I just think they're kind of a joke. But I think if you're watching it to sort of make yourself feel better about your life, then go right on.
Well, if I was a wife or a girlfriend of a professional athlete, I would be really offended by the fact of the way that they're portrayed. I am sure that these women are smart and educated and talented in their own right. But, of course, to get ratings, they're going to be portrayed as women who make out with each other on TV and get into, like, silly fights and go wild, you know, all that kind of stuff. And if I'm married to one, I'm going to be like, whoa, 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 that's not at all the way that the normal life works. Most of us either work or we have children at home or, you know, we are volunteering constantly and we're not this at all, this type, this stereotypical one that they're showing on TV. So I would be offended in that regard. But let's look at it from a different angle. Is there any portion of you that watches that and is jealous at all? Because the trailer is showing them on yachts and in limos and out at clubs and obviously wearing extremely nice clothes and having someone else do their hair and makeup and getting to work out all the time. No?
Not at all. Because if you ever seen the ESPN document, the 30 for 30 called Broke, they'll enjoy that for a few years. Yep. And then most likely all of them will be broke afterwards and they'll have to sell that clothing and all of those freebies off.
Well, first, let me just say I wouldn't be offended because think of all these other reality shows out there that are just so outrageous to make good TV. So, like, The Real Housewives.
I love that you call it good TV.
Entertaining television.
Sure, sure.
Let's say I'm a housewife. I know that that's not my real life if I'm watching The Real Housewives of OC, New York City, Atlanta, whatever. So I know that's for TV. There's also Married to Medicine. It's a reality show about being married to a doctor, whether it's a female doctor or a male doctor.
Like, you could go on that.
That's a show. And I know for a fact that there are women out there who are married to male doctors and they're like, that's not how my life is. But it doesn't matter because it's TV. So this is kind of like the same thing where they're not going to show the really nice wife that's at home cooking and, like, not that they have a boring life at all, but, like, compared to these women who are outrageous and outspoken and, like, willing to do anything and be outrageous, that's just good TV. But it is very stereotypical, and I think that's the angle that they're going for with this show. But the teaser, I think you brought this up, Lauren. They were like, if you're a girlfriend of an athlete, you aspire to be a fiancé. And if you're a fiancé, then, like, that's your ticket in, and, like, then you're the wife. And I'm like,
so ridiculous.
What? Is that for real? Come on.
There was a lot of people that said, when I was at Florida, that said the entire education department was also known as an MRS degree.
Yes.
And it was because all those people in the education department knew that they would find their husband.
Yep.
They would graduate, get married, and probably really never teach, or maybe teach like 1 year of kindergarten. And I'm not putting down teachers, obviously, at all, or people who go to get that major. It was just that's what it was called because it was kind of known that that's the route, that they were really only there to join a sorority and find a husband.
Yeah. And who knows with these programs, the producers are always behind the scenes trying to get them to pit against each other.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And editing is done very well to where it makes these ladies almost look like they're, give them a personality that's unlike them. I remember when there was a reality show that came here that wanted to do a series on Jaguar fans, and me and my friends tried out for it, and we actually got,
wow.
I talked with the producer, we were the final choice to be on the show, me and a few of my friends, all season ticket holders, and he had to make a video and all that jazz and, you know, get a little bio on each person, and then the producer started calling me and asking me if I had ever had any problems with any of the other girls.
Oh,
if
no.
Anybody had ever been fighting between each other, and what were they fighting about, and so you could see that the wheels were already turning to try to pit me and my friends, who had been friends, you know, for 15 years, try to pit against each other, ultimately turned it down. It was not something that we wanted to get involved in. With a lot of people like this, that's their ticket to fame, and that's what they want in life, and they don't care how they're portrayed on television.
Well, it's just like the way Marcel, the very talented Marcel, edited our Helmets and Heels video that you can find on YouTube. It makes it look like we're all actually friends, when in reality, of course,
we hate each other.
We're all backstabbing each other all the time.
True story.
No, yeah. So, have y'all ever gotten in a cat fight or girl, like a fight with a girl, whether or not it ever escalated to actually being violent, but verbally out, even if it wasn't with someone you know? Anyone ever?
No.
I don't think
I've never balled my fist up and hit someone before.
No, but what about like a verbal argument in a bar with a girl?
Yeah,
I didn't get a little bit more.
I didn't do it, but my girlfriend did.
That's what they all said.
There was it's actually sports related too. We were waiting in line to get in the Ritz in Jack's Beach, and there was a couple Steelers fans in front of us in line, and the girl started talking smack about the Jaguars, and of course my mouth after a few beers, I start back, and she's sort of big. And so she started getting in my face. My little itty-bitty friend, smaller than me, she got in between us and was yelling at the girl. The girl got out of line and went and cried on the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh.
That's an awesome story right before we play the Steelers, especially, too.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It was great. It was really great.
It was my
most proud fan moment. I didn't make her cry, but my friend
did.
Well,
indirectly, you made her cry.
Yeah, you did.
By the way, I can see Tony Smith in the background, the video monitor, just shaking his head as you said that was your most proud moment. Amanda, never?
No.
That does not surprise me.
I just feel like I'm not a very aggressive. No, that's what I said. I'm just not an aggressive person, so I feel like if someone yelled at me, I would just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because I don't have any, like, fight in me to be like, well, you know what? Like, I wouldn't even know what to say. I would just start laughing and walk away. I don't know.
Because usually it's not worth it.
No,
right.
It's never worth it.
Yeah.
There was like, jail
especially
for anyone.
If you don't know the person and they maybe have been drinking and you're in a public place. Like, I don't know. It's not in me. Maybe one day.
I think that's maybe one day. She's now aspiring to yell at someone
at some
point.
Have you guys ever been in a fight before?
Never.
I haven't.
No. I saw something like in high school. I saw like a couple girls going at it behind like the gymnasium, and they were grabbing each other's hair and both like squealing. And I was like, that just looks pathetic. Like, honestly, there's nothing that looks worse. There was one time in Gainesville. I had already graduated, but I went back for a game, and I kind of got to the bar late because I thought I had a ticket, and it ended up being that you had to have an alumni card with you, and I didn't have mine, so I had walked all the way around the stadium to buy this ticket, and then I had to walk all the way back. Regardless, it was Florida Florida State, so I couldn't get in. So I ended up going to the Bar Balls, is what it's called. And there's no seats, of course. It's busy. So this super sweet girl whose 21st birthday was that day was there, and she was like, you guys can sit with us, me and my friend. And I was like, are you serious? Wow, that's so sweet of you. It was just her and her friend. And they were sitting up. Balls has like these wooden booths, and so they were sitting up on top of the seats or of the seat backs, and then the table was down below. And so the one that was turning 21 went to the bathroom. Well, the table right behind us, they started like spreading. There was multiple of them, and so one of them sat in this girl's seat. So as soon as she comes back from the bathroom, I say to the chick, of course a Florida State fan, I was like, hey, by the way, that's her seat. You know, sorry, she just came back. And the girl was like, I don't care. And I was like, well, but it's her 21st birthday. And she's like, yeah, and? And I was like, but really, it was her seat beforehand. Yeah, and then she started to say something like, derogatory towards the Gators, that, you know, something stupid. And then luckily her boyfriend right at that time was like, shut your mouth, you've been drinking, like, sit down. And
wow.
So yeah, he stopped it. Like, not that I was gonna ever do, I was literally never gonna do anything other than be like, but it's her birthday, can we buy you a shot,
can
please?
You please move?
Yeah, but it, stuff like that, you know, certainly with rivalries it can get a little bit more contentious.
Oh yeah, especially with guys.
Yeah, and then, right, and then, like you said,
it's
alcohol.
It's not Florida, Georgia, unless you see a fight. It's really not.
Oh, yeah.
Every year I see one, and
really?
Every year I just shake my head like, you idiots.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a fight at Florida, Georgia.
Every year I've seen
Wow. Wherever you're going, I'm going to make sure I'm not in that area.
I usually just roam around on Florida, Georgia.
Yeah.
Different spots, and I think that's where you see all the drunk rednecks.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Well, speaking of football, we are going to get into how to make football better, although some people would absolutely say that's impossible.
Yeah, can you even do that?
Exactly that. Coming up next on Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. I rub the colors on my face to prove I sing it like...
Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
So, Blythe, this is your sexy song?
I didn't know it was supposed to be sexy song, so I just picked a song that I've been grooving to lately. Poor Pink. I mean, I guess it could be considered.
I can't get over this.
Who is this? She sounds like she's 12.
It's off Spotify.
Oh. It's off Spotify. I love Spotify. I found a playlist, Beach Country.
Oh, it's that's a good one.
Fantastic.
Wow.
That's a really good
love
one.
Love it.
I don't do Spotify. I do Ooh. 8 tracks.
Oh, okay. What I love about
alive.
Spotify.
What? So you weren't even alive with 8 tracks. It's the digital also 8 tracks, okay? It's an app.
But Spotify, you can, what I love, because I have limited data, you can make your, all of your stuff, if you save it, your playlist and your songs, you can make it available offline. So you can be driving around this great city, which I do a lot,
nice.
And I can not be using any data, even though I'm playing a bunch of streamed music. So, and you can do radio and stuff. You just can't do that when necessarily available.
Well,
offline.
I only listen to it when I'm working out, so I only use data then. And then when I'm driving, I listen to 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Well, I usually do. It depends on what time of day. Like this morning when I was driving to the gym at... By the way, did y'all notice that I'm not in workout clothes?
Yeah.
It's because I switched my schedule to 6 a.m. workout sessions.
Wow.
So that I have no excuse to miss.
How's that going?
This is my third week. It's
you
going...
get there at 6.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awful.
So when I'm driving to work, driving to work out, 1010 is just ESPN radio, so I can listen to music then.
True.
And then, of course, when we leave here, we'll be listening.
Wow, good for you. I don't think I
Thanks.
Can do 6
a.m. You're a better person than me. I can't do it.
I'm definitely not a better person. All it means
three
is
weeks?
That...
3 weeks? That's a long time.
All it means
would
is that
three
I was
days.
Skipping a lot of workouts because, especially between the show or other work events, I have a lot of commitments that happen after 6 p.m. And so I realized that, like, I'm not
That would be my
going.
Excuse to not go.
Or just go in the middle of the day. That's my favorite time to go.
Yeah,
on lunch
I
break.
Can't do that. I have a lot of lunch meetings that I set up. And then also I can't be sweating when I come back to work.
Oh, see, I don't really sweat as much as other people, so I guess. It's,
yeah, well, put me in the category of a sweater,
Sorry.
Okay? Although I once heard, and this is, I actually heard it a lot, that the more in shape you are means the more you're going to sweat. And Amanda said, no, fat people sweat too. Do you remember this? It was on text with me and Tad one day. And Tad's like, are you calling me fat?
No, everybody sweats.
Anyway.
Of course she remembers that comment out of everyone that I've said.
I have a selective memory. All right, so ladies... If there's a way, and I'm not sure there is, how would you make football better? Blythe, I'm starting with you.
I would say to take a page out of college. and for the review system. I think that that's the only thing that really bugs the crap out of me is the NFL's review process with throwing, you know, a challenge flag and sending it up to the booth and let's send it to New York. And it's a whole bunch of red tape in the middle of something where they could just make it super simple, super easy, and just review all challenge plays or questionable plays and scoring plays and just make it automatic, review them all, and just be done with it. And then you won't have, you know, situations like Dez Bryant last year and a couple of other questionable calls.
It was a catch.
Because the point is to get it right. And if people at home have access to HD televisions and they can get a few different camera angles, I think if you just automatically pass it up to a ref that's already in a booth or in New York and has access to those same features, I think you can just streamline the game much better.
So there's nothing you would do to change college football then?
I'm not as fluent in college football as I am in the NFL.
I love it, like
college
it's a language.
Football,
yeah.
Well, there are a lot of differences between the two sports. I wouldn't say anything in particular to fix college football except for the fact of expanding the playoffs. I think they should go to 8 teams.
Okay. Good ones.
So I have a couple, and one of them I might get rocks thrown at me.
Can I run outside really fast and get rocks?
No rocks. No rocks.
I think football players are paid too much. I'm not saying it's easy to be a football player because I know that it's not. But if you compare a football player to, like, a doctor or a teacher, like, someone that changes lives for a living, I guess, and, like, compare salaries, it's extremely outrageous. So I'm not saying pay them 30 grand a year, but, like, $100 million, like Cam Newton's contract, that's just ridiculous.
But how much of that is guaranteed, you know?
I know, but it's still, it's just a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Well, you know, I'll add to that. I think that's a good point because people always say, well, they're sacrificing their bodies and you can't necessarily put a price tag on that.
Yep, that's true.
But look at the military. Mm-hmm. There's so many people who go in the military and unfortunately, and it's extremely sad, but they leave with their body altered in some way, shape, or form, whether it's something minor such as like a slight knee injury or something major like they lost a limb or they had, you know, a severe head injury, something like that. So. Right, like you could take a lot of the money that's paid to them and then put that to the military and say for the, you know, same justification purposes.
What's
your next one?
And I know it's totally apples and oranges when I compare, so don't think that I'm being naive in saying that, you know, they're completely different than a doctor or a teacher or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. I just think there's a lot of money in football that could be used elsewhere.
We could have made that comment about baseball since baseball players are paid.
Athletes in general,
I hear you.
I enjoy sports as much as the next person. There's just a lot of money that's involved. The next would just be resources. We hear of so many problems in the NFL, whether it's mental illness, the concussion thing, people not handling their finances, domestic violence, all of that. I know there are resources. I just feel like there's something else that can be done. But I know that's not really X's and O's type fixing the sport. But I just feel like if you're going to put so much money and effort into this league, why not then put it into your employees?
Especially the financial aspect. I read a story today about I think it's a Lions player that has a budget. I think he signed a $4 million contract a few years ago, but him and his wife live on a $60,000 a year budget. And that, I mean, it's still, that's a fairly large budget for a normal American. But I think it's great that he's actually, and he's not only doing this with his budget, he's also teaching other players how to handle their finances and speaking on it, which I think is great.
That's awesome.
That's really a tool that will help him, especially, too, once he leaves the NFL, going into any other career.
And they don't like really even teach finances, you know, how to manage your books, especially in high school. And I think that's why these kids, they come out of college and they get all this money, and that's why they're broke within a few
years. I know that they work with the rookies a lot on that, because Donovan Darius, who I did the podcast with, that's one of the things that he does is he goes and speaks at the rookie symposium and tries to help them, you know, learn to budget. But
they need one-on-one time.
And it has to happen more than just the first year, too. Because the first year, they might be smart with their money. But then it's year two, year three that, you know, they're like, but everybody else is spending that.
Right.
So
it's a competitive thing.
Absolutely.
They're competitive beings.
So this is a very, I would say, random thought. But I want to allow NFL players to smoke pot.
Okay.
Because what is the point of not allowing them to when you're going to allow people to do these horrible crimes to other people and then let them back in the league? Mm-hmm. And if they're doing a drug that's legal in certain states and legal for certain causes, why on earth can they not do that? Because then, you know what I would have on my Jaguar roster? I would have Justin Blackman. And there are, I'm sure there are several players that would be maybe back in the league that can play, and it's not necessarily affecting their performance. Now, I'm not saying I'm advocating for marijuana to become legal in the United States across the board. All I'm saying is the NFL, why on earth are they allowed to drink and not allowed to do that when, like I said, it's legal certain places, and it just seems silly.
I think it's abiding by the law at this point. Like, that's their crutch. Like, they're like, absolutely. Well, it's illegal, so you just...
But, like, a guy's going to beat up on a girl, and we're going to let him back in. Right. To me, like, way stricter on that, yep. And far less strict, I guess, on the drug policy. Mm-hmm. What about, my cousin Caitlin just texted me this, what about free beer at stadiums?
That will never happen.
No, how would they make their money?
We're making it better for us. We don't care about the owners at this point, right?
True.
You pay for your food, you get free drinks.
It's true. I mean,
up until like the third quarter.
I think you're going to see a lot of problems.
Free food and you pay for your drink.
Yeah.
Amanda, do you know how much a beer is?
Do you know how much a hot dog is? $17 and then $8 for a beer.
Well, you can bring your own food in at Everbank.
Yes, you can.
You can bring your own food inside.
Yeah. Amanda's going to be coming in with
a gallon Ziploc bag. You can bring your own food in.
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to start bringing a cooler and like my barbecue up to the press box.
Well, I will give you a tip, my lady friend who gets to do the tailgate reporting.
Yep.
Something that is super special about that is you get to bring in whatever bag you want.
Nice.
So instead of
stuff lots of snacks,
you can, yes, and you can, you actually go through a separate gate than everyone else.
Well, I do know
and
that.
And so, yeah, so they check your bag, you know, yep. for weapons, but they don't care what you bring in. So I always had like a change of clothes, water, coffee, you know, whatever I needed to get through the first part. And so, yeah, and then I would walk around the stadium, you know, with like my big purse. And people would be like, oh,
staring at
it's not
you.
Fair.
I would give you the death glare because me and my
work.
Little clear bag that doesn't last a full season and
I was
a
working
purse the
blind.
Size of my hand.
Yeah, I'm going to have
get
like 17
here.
Bags, as you can see. I have.
Yeah, you do.
Well, for us my commoners, purse, my as fans,
commoners.
We don't have that.
Hey, I'm one
well,
of you.
Well, actually, since you mentioned, I'm going to be the tailgate reporter for a pregame show,
uh-huh.
which means I'll be coming around to tailgates. And my thing is I'll only put you on the radio if you feed me, but the catch is that it has to taste good. Otherwise, what's the point, right?
They're going to be like, coming to you, Amanda, and Amanda's going to go, nope, just had
terrible.
A bite. That breakfast burrito was awful.
Breakfast burrito? Who makes breakfast burritos at tailgate?
Okay, my favorite people, Keith and Eric, that I told you I would introduce you to, although now I'm not so sure because you're making fun of their...
Well, no, I've just never had a breakfast burrito at a tailgate.
Okay, so they bring...
Hey,
they
I don't really tailgate, all right?
True.
I work.
Yeah, well, they bring those really big flat grills, so it's like a griddle, but it's massive. And so they bring that, and then they warm up the tortilla, they make eggs and bacon all combined, and then they put that in the warm tortilla with cheese... And then they serve it
a little
to
bit
you.
Of salsa on it.
Mwah! And then, like a couple hours later, then they feed you whatever their specialty is that day. Kitchen and Foreign Concepts people are fantastic. So, like, 1 week it'll be, like, what they bought, just for last season, they bought a wood fire brick oven that they, I don't even know if it was brick, but oven for pizza. Mm-hmm. So they made, like, delicious pizza.
Breakfast tailgates are very underrated. Very underrated.
What lot are these people in?
The lot you'll be working, my friend.
Beautiful.
Lot J.
Beautiful.
Yes, they're the best. They really are. Always a cocktail to be offered as well. Of course, that...
You cannot drink on the job.
Right. Of course, that's not allowed. But as soon as 12 o'clock hits, you can saunter back out there, and they will hook you up. All right, we are going to check in with Tony next. You know, there's so many different topics we've gotten to tonight. I'm not sure which one I want to ask
him about. Oh, I'm going to ask him the first one for sure.
But... Yes, we will certainly check in with
Sorry,
him
Tony.
Next as we return on 10 to Next on 82.5 FM.